aid workers in earthquake-hit Sumatra say it's unlikely they'll find survivors under the rubble. Rain is starting to hamper the rescue efforts. About 800 people are known to have died, but another 3,000 are said to be missing. The spread of disease has become the latest threat for search crews in the Pacific Islands after last week's tsunami. Five Australians were among the 135 people killed in the disaster. The repatriation of the Australian bodies is expected to take place later this week. A Sydney man has become the second person to die on the Kokoda Trail in just over a week. 55-year-old Philip Brunskill died from a suspected heart attack after trying to walk the trail yesterday. A tour operator that runs the trek says Mr. Brunskill had passed medical checks. He is the fourth Australian to die on the trail this year. And NRL premiers the Melbourne Storm have celebrated well into the night following their 23-16 grand final win over Parramatta. Storm coach Craig Bellamy and captain Cameron Smith labelled it one of the sweetest victories of all. The Parramatta captain says it will take some time to get over the disappointment. And there'll be more news later.